News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams here hosting Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, by the way, if you find yourself driving outside of the broad range of AM FM capabilities for WVNN, just know that no matter where you is, we can be there too. Just go ahead and go to rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org and click on the Listen Live. And like I said, wherever you is, there we is. And we got folks all over the place that listen to us that are way outside of the usual listening area. All kinds of other states. We got Jeff from Indiana calls in all the time. My buddy from Jerome from Rome is over there. We got folks in Virginia, Tennessee. We got Florida, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi. It's just kind of cool. But yeah, rightsideradio.org. I am sitting here in the studio right now. Just having a sip right now of some Just Love Coffee. That's one of the newest members of our team, Just Love Coffee Cafe, with two locations in Huntsville and in Madison. I think they're on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville and Hughes Road in Madison, and I love this place. So I was there not long ago, and Charlene and I were just talking about being up in Huntsville and stopping again to have a bite to eat, because their menu is very cool, and I think you ought to check them out. Just Love Coffee. You'll enjoy it. And I've got some Just Love Coffee Keurigs that I run right here in the office so I can have a cup while I'm on the air. Hey, listen, Copper, go ahead and get clip 8 ready and let me know when you've got it. We're gonna move to an audio clip, because me describing things to you about what's happening with the IRS, well, that's just Phil talking until you begin to hear all the sourcing. Because keep in mind, when I do these stories, all right, when I'm preparing my triple dipper for the day, and I got all the paper and I got all the audio clips, I am looking at storylines that are not just my opinion of something I don't like, therefore I'm going to talk about it as if it's real. I'm giving you well-researched facts. I got it highlighted. I got audio clips lined out. I got all of it. Okay, Copper, I see you're ready. So here's the deal. What I thought I'd do is this. Slightly longer than the usual clip that I would play. Right at 2 minutes. So I'm not normally going to do this. But Senator Loomis from Wyoming, in a hearing recently in the U.S. Senate, had Secretary of the Treasury Janet Yellen in front of her and wore her out. And I want you to hear what some members of the House and Senate are still doing on your behalf. This is a big one. And the IRS, if they're allowed to get the powers that Loomis is going to be telling you about here in a second, it's going to be ungodly. Go ahead and play clip 8.
Secretary Yellen, speaking of horrified, my constituents cannot believe that you support a proposal to require banks and credit unions to report customer data to the Internal Revenue Service for transactions of $600 or more. There are obvious privacy concerns for all Americans here. And this represents a dramatic new regulatory burden for community banks and credit unions in Wyoming and elsewhere. Our banks will have to hire contractors to rat on their customers, implement new computer software, deploy resources better used elsewhere in order to collect data for the government. Bank customers are not subjects of the federal government. Banks do not work for the IRS. This is invasive of privacy. Wyoming's people literally will find alternatives to traditional banks just to thwart IRS access to their personal information, not because they're trying to hide anything, but because they're not willing to share everything. My question is, are you aware of how unnecessary this regulatory burden is? Do you distrust the American people so much that you need to know when they bought a couch or a cow? I am astounded by what you're supporting and proposing. I think it's invasive. I think privacy for individuals is getting ignored. And I think treating the American people like they are subjects of the government is unconscionable.
Go ahead and stop there. So listen, I'm just going to be honest with you. I would not normally play a clip that lasts longer than 30 to 45 seconds on the average. But that one was so good and so explicit. Yeah, and Copper's got the holy cow going right now. But all said and done, it's legit. What I'm telling you right now is this. The $3.5 trillion spending spree that the Democrats are having all this fight about up in D.C., it contains provisions that would allow the IRS to get an increase of funding almost $80 billion more than what they already have so they can hire new auditors. It would also have stipulations that require banks at all levels to report every transaction in your accounts of over $600. Well, that's a lot, all right? That's getting down in the weeds in a big, big way. And it's excessive, and it's never been done like this before. And what they're trying to do here is they're trying to squeeze every dime they can out of good people. But then when you combine that with their history at the IRS of abusive processes, especially the weaponization of the IRS that was seen under the Obama-Biden administration, and now we have Biden in office again, you cannot help but think, Lord God, I don't want them having access to everything. I'm honest. I pay my taxes. I do what I'm supposed to do, as the vast majority of Americans actually do. So why is it you don't trust me so much that you've got to come and get into my business without me even knowing you're there, invade everything that I own, rifle through it, and pick the parts you think require additional scrutiny just so you can mess with my life? All right, folks, more of that to come. I'm going to unpack this for you in a big way. The IRS is trying to get in your business. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We will be right back right after this. Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, and live online. Go to rightsideradio.org and click Listen Live. And wherever you is, there we is. But we are listening. You are listening to us Monday through Friday, 2 to 5 p.m. And we got a whole audience of folks out there we call Right Side Ruffians. Solid folks, people who look around the world right now, they gather up the facts and they look at things the liberals are trying to do and say, you know what, not on my watch. And folks, I'll be honest with you. I love this audience and I love this show. It is an honor. It is an honor to have this platform. Cannot tell you how much I appreciate the fact that you have made this show what it is in a short amount of time. Now, listen, I'm going to go into this topic again. Remember the triple dipper for the day. Number one on the triple dipper is this, is that the IRS is proposing to be something that is way out of control, an IRS on steroids, if you will. And they are wanting to head down roads that we have never, I mean, everybody's used to in this modern age having some degree of your personal life accessible by others, all right? Every time you want to do something on social media, you got to tell them, you know, where your birthmarks are. And anytime you want to go to the doctor, you got to fill out all the paperwork and just on and on and on. This is not that. This is a complete invasion of some of those things in your life that do not, should not have that level of outside scrutiny. They shouldn't. It is not a free society that allows its taxing services through the government to access the bank accounts at any given time just to see what's there. And I got to ask you, I mean, like, so what if, I mean, think about how this could develop, all right? So ostensibly it's so they can make up what Janet Yellen calls the tax gap, the monies that we should have received that we didn't because people didn't accurately report for whatever reason, you know, AKA the world's out there trying to cheat us and we, the government, need more money. That's what I'm hearing. But what if they look at things like they already have your W-2, right? They show what your reportable income is. What if they then still have access to your bank accounts anyway? And they don't see where all of that paycheck went into your account and they want to know where it went. I mean, do they have a right to see whether it's in your mattress next? Do they have a right to say, we need to trace these monies because it appears you may have been doing things that we don't agree with? I don't know. But what I'm saying is government has yet to ever stop at the first level of what they initially said they would do. Never. When you start a government program, it always gets bigger than it was ever intended to be. Always. If you name me one that goes smaller, I'll be glad to go ahead and just, you know, eat crow for a moment. But I don't know of any true government program, especially one that involves taxation or entitlements, that ever stopped at the initial level that the bureaucrats and politicians said that it would. So that being said, I'm looking at a story right now, came off of Reuters, published 2 days ago. And this one is just basically saying that Biden's tax crusade is putting privacy at risk. Same thing I'm saying. This is buried inside the $3.5 trillion budget plan, which, by the way, it is now 2:39 p.m. on October 4th. I'm looking at breaking news. So up on the screen, speaking of the spending plan, McConnell and Schumer are both on the floor of the Senate speaking to the question of whether they're going to raise the debt limit. So this all this fight's still ongoing, all right? The debt limit, spending levels, the $3.5 trillion human infrastructure bill, or whatever they're going to call it. But the $3.5 trillion bill, by the way, is the one where they have the IRS proposal buried, all right? It's one of those things you had to weed through to find it. But then it got very real once you discovered it. And then in hearings with Secretary of the Treasury Janet Yellen, it was confessed that, yes, that is what we're trying to do. It would cover every bank transaction over $600. And when coupled with the usual inevitable shifts from, you know, their ways of doing things like expansion of government, it gets bigger. And proponents of, you know, income taxes have never really had to balance your Fourth Amendment rights to protection from unreasonable search and seizure. And I would hesitate to call it anything less. I mean, as an attorney, I will just tell you that what we're seeing here is a potential for unlawful search and seizure. Getting way into your business. Now, they can say they authorized it at the congressional level, but you never authorized it. And so what's going to happen is people are going to pull out of their banks and credit unions. They're going to start stuffing money in their mattresses at home. And then they're going to be avoiding the IRS, but they're also, by doing that, they're going to be causing a run on the bank system because people don't want to be involved. Now, you know, taxation in the U.S., it usually involves a self-reporting system. And there's an honor system involved. And I get it. Some people do cheat. And that's wrong. Taxpayers, though, by and large, self-report their taxable income. They calculate up their liabilities and they pay their dues. But the IRS has the power to investigate cheating already. They can compel payment of what's owed, but they have to have probable cause. And the very idea that people like Janet Yellen and Joe Biden think that they can sit up in D.C. and go, you know, I just don't trust the American people. Those dirty right-side ruffians, they never want to pay. I'm going to go see what's in their bank account. That's what we have here, basically, and I'm not exaggerating. So basically what we're looking at right here, where's that spot that I'm looking for in my article? I'm looking at the paper. Yeah, here it is. The American Families Plan, President Biden's American Families Plan, calls for a vast expansion of information reporting to include inflows and outflows on all business and personal accounts from financial institutions, including banks, loans, and investment accounts. And Congress is considering it. Now, so this goes into a variety of things. But keep in mind, too, the IRS is also subject to hacking like anybody else. And when we start giving them all of our digital data and they can access all of our banking for no other reason except that they want to access it, then you have groups like ProPublica. ProPublica, not a conspiracy theorist. I'm looking at the article right now from Reuters. ProPublica, I am reminded, by the way, is a partially funded by George Soros. They fund investigative, quote-unquote, investigative reporters. Basically, what they fund are people that want to get out there and create divisiveness. And so ProPublica published details this past year from the tax returns of wealthy U.S. citizens for no other reason except to just highlight them. And how'd they get them? Because IRS databases were hacked and then leaked to ProPublica reporters. And with Congress's increased, you know, spending appetites, the very idea that we're going to give them more money. But here's an article that came off of NASDAQ.com. Secretary Yellen said literally that, in her opinion, Congress has a shortage of necessary funds for, actually said the government as a whole, has a shortage of necessary funds for key national priorities. No, I'm sorry. The Biden administration wants more money for its priorities. That's what we're looking at. Well, Copper, go ahead and get clip 7 ready. and let me know when you got clip 7. This is former Congressman Sean Duffy in an interview on Fox. This one dates back a little bit, but this is back when we first began to get wind of it. All right, Copper, go ahead and play clip 7.
Biden administration, in order to pay for his big spending, they're now talking about giving even more power to the IRS to make banks a tool in the IRS arsenal. It would force banks, possibly even brokerages, to automatically and directly report to the IRS and to the government all of their customers' money flows going in and out of all of their bank accounts and maybe brokerage accounts, too. We've never seen this before. They already get our wage information. Do they need this information? Would they get so much information in 1099s? Why do they need that?
Exactly. So, listen, we want everyone who owes taxes to pay the tax bill that they owe. Now, we all want our taxes to be lower, but if you owe a bill, you should pay it. But the fact that they're going to go take all of this information, the inflow and outflow of your bank information, two questions come up. Number one, if you think back to Barack Obama, what the IRS was doing with regard to the Tea Party and not giving them tax-exempt status, they play politics within the IRS, number one. But number two, that's a lot of personal private data that they're not equipped to hold and hold securely. So, I think we have a right to privacy. They don't have a place to access all this information. And I think banks should push back. Now, they probably won't, but the American people should push back. They get enough information on us, and we are entitled to just one little sliver, Liz, of a little bit of privacy. And by the way, if they think we've avoided taxes, then go get our bank information. But if I'm not a suspect of avoiding taxes, just don't automatically go take my bank information. I don't know what you're going to use it for, and I don't trust you in the IRS.
There you go. That's exactly right. And some of what he said is exactly what I just said. And by the way, when he said what they did to the Tea Party, that was my friend Becky Gerritsen from Alabama, the Wetumpka Tea Party, made worldwide news, testified before Congress because of the weaponization of the IRS, who decided for purely partisan purposes under the Obama-Biden administration that they were going to deny conservative groups 501 status, but yet rush through all the ones for the liberal groups. And it was a sick poison pill view of what the IRS can do when it is weaponized by a partisan political player. And so listen, folks, this is going on. And right now, I will say this, there's pushback. There's pushback as we speak. Part of the pushback right now is by the banking industry. Keep in mind, everything that happens in life where it costs more to the producer will wind up passing through to the consumer, all right? So in other words, if it costs more to get milk to the market, then milk's going to be more expensive for you to buy. That's just the way the system works. That's the market. But it shouldn't be because unfunded mandates were passed down from government, and that's what this is. We're looking at an unfunded mandate. Because what will wind up happening is banks will have to wind up hiring additional personnel to be able to handle all of the reporting that goes up to the federal government. And they'll have to monitor on their own, and then they'll have to fill out the whatever paper that has to be filled out or type it in online or enter the data into the systems, and it will have to be shot up to D.C., but then someone will have to be there to answer the questions when D.C. has more questions about things they see or don't see in the reporting. And so banks are going to wind up having to hire more personnel. Who do you think is going to pay for that? Well, your user fees, your banking fees, your online processing fees, your loan fees, all of those are going to go up to support the cost of what it takes to support the government's unfunded mandates. Right now, the American Banking Association, I'm looking at an article from Bloomberg. Bloomberg is telling us right now that literally the American Bankers Association, the Independent Community Bankers of America, and a number of other groups like this are actually calling upon their customers to please contact Congress and urge them to get this pulled from the bill. Now, I will say this, full disclosure, just in the last few days, Democrats have begun to recognize the backlash they're receiving on this, and they're considering amending it. All right, so a big chunk of this wound up getting pulled in committee, but they're already working on how they're going to put it back in. So don't think for a second that we're done. In fact, the article that I'm reading right now is dated 2 days ago, so this is fresh. And folks, we're going to move to the short break that we usually have to take right about now. But when I come back, now I'm going to bring it home. This is what I try to do on a regular basis. I try to bring it home to you. Aside from what it's going to do to your pocketbook, your bank, your life, you need to know, can our state do something about this? Because you know, I say all the time, your state should be your firewall against the federal government's overreach. There is a way. It's already happening in other places. And you need to ask your state legislature to consider action on your behalf. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative. Yep, just plain right. I'll tell you more about that when I get back. Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, got to tell you real quick too about my friends at Otter Creek Farm. Otter Creek Farm is an amazing place. I'm going to be out there this weekend for a wedding, as a matter of fact. It's a spot that's like an oasis in the middle of Alabama. And it is so good that it's been featured in Garden and Gun magazine, that Donald Trump Jr. came there and stayed overnight for a quail hunt. I mean, it's spectacular. Check out their website, OtterCreekFarmstead.com. I mean, it's an overnight venue. It's a dinner venue. It's a wing shooting destination. It's a wedding venue. It is all of that, and it's amazing. Go check out OtterCreekFarmstead.com. All right, so listen, I've been talking about the IRS, and I'm going to see what I can get done here before the top of the hour. But there's a quote right now, Alexander Hamilton. Keep in mind, this is a thinking man show, all right? We go into thinking man stuff. So Alexander Hamilton in the Federalist Papers, number 26, I believe it was, he says that state legislators, quote, here it is, will constantly have their attention awake to the conduct of the national rulers and will be ready enough if anything improper appears to sound the alarm to the people, and not only to be the voice, but if necessary, the arm of their discontent. What he was saying was the state legislatures are supposed to be your firewall if the federal government's getting out of control. They're supposed to be. Supposed to be. They're not always, but they're supposed to be. So how does this work with the IRS doing its thing and Congress considering the passage of a $3.5 trillion spending bill that allows for the IRS to have expansive capabilities, hiring new auditors, $80 billion in additional new funding, and then on top of that, giving them full access to your banking records, your investment records, potentially even the cryptocurrencies and things like PayPal and WhatsApp and all the others. Folks, I'm just telling you, it's invasive. But right now, they're already facing some backlash. I'm looking at an article right here. This one came out of Forbes. So Forbes, September 22nd. So we're right at, what, 10 days ago-ish? So state lawmakers are beginning to push back. And, for instance, one of them here is the Maine legislature. The Maine House of Representatives urged its U.S. delegation, which would be Susan Collins and Angus King and the rest of their delegation, to oppose Joe Biden's attempts to empower the IRS. All right, on the same topics that I'm talking about, the $600 transactions, all of it. And they and State Representative John Andrews said in this particular situation, quoted in Forbes, "This is unprecedented federal intrusion into the financial lives of everyday Americans. It is an expansion of the surveillance state. It is time to push back." And he calls on state legislatures around the nation to do the same. I hope some of those are listening right now. You guys, when you go down to Montgomery, this is the kind of thing you can do. You're not just there to get prison reform passed. You're not just there to debate the merits of legalized marijuana or to raise the gas taxes or to do any number of smaller things that don't seem to matter in the lives of individuals on a daily basis. This is big. This is why state legislatures can't exist, because we have a 10th Amendment to the Constitution that allows you the opportunity to push back on behalf of your citizens. And their state resolution in Maine literally is pushing back and saying they will not participate. On top of that, I got another article right here. This one came off of Fox Business. Nebraska. Nebraska's leading the states on Biden's IRS snooping capability, saying they are flat out not going to comply. This one came from the Office of the Treasurer, State Treasurer John Morante in Nebraska. He said, "My message is really simple. The people of Nebraska entrusted me to protect the privacy of these accounts. I am not going to comply with this. If the Biden administration sues me, we'll take it all the way to the Supreme Court. We're going to fight this every step of the way." And he believes that other state treasurers, which in our case, the treasurer now recently reappointed to the office by Governor Ivey, is Young Boozer, who's a great guy. I know Young Boozer personally. He's solid. I probably need to have him on the show to talk about this. But the reality is, this is what your state government should be doing on your behalf. I encourage you to reach out to them. Find out who your state House member or your state senator are. Find out how to send an email to the Office of the Governor, Lieutenant Governor, or to the Office of the Treasurer. Tell them that this is something you need to know is not going to happen. Not going to happen. The IRS on steroids, that's some scary stuff right there. And folks, I'm just telling you, the jokes about the revenuers coming in to break up the moonshine still, well, it's going to be the revenuers coming in on every single aspect of your financial life, right down to giving allowance to your kids. I'm just telling you, they're going after all of it, and they're going to squeeze it as hard as they can. And if you don't think you owe it to them, they're going to make it painful for you not to pay. And that's not me being an alarmist. That's me being a realist, because they've shown us in the past that that's what they'll do. All right, folks, that's the end of the first hour. We're going to come back right after this. We got big tech on its heels. I got stuff on that you're going to want to hear about Facebook. It's going to be interesting. And we got Mo Brooks calling at 4 o'clock. You're going to want to hear that, too. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.